The Red for Ed movement saw thousands of teachers march on the Capitol. Well, some of those teachers are keeping one foot in the political arena and one in the classroom by running for local office.
So my name is Jet White. I just wrapped up my ninth year in education, teaching algebra and geometry in the Phoenix Union High School District. I'm running for the Pendergast Governing Board, and I'm running because there's not a parent with school-aged children on the board, and because there's not a classroom teacher on the board. And I think those two points of view are incredibly important when there's a five-member body making decisions on staffing and salaries and planning the future of the district.
My name is Marcella Quiroz. I have taught math and science, and I most recently started teaching Spanish. I live in the city of Maricopa, and I'm running for Legislative District 11. I watched this last legislature session very closely, and basically I had an awakening.
I'm Christine Marsh. I teach high school English at Cactus Shadows High School, and I'm running for Legislative District 28 Senate seat. Because I've lived and watched as my students have lived the systematic cuts to funding to education, and I'm tired of students paying the consequences. I am so hopeful after Red for Ed. The Capitol will no longer be this intimidating, like, theoretical place for teachers.
Those were just three of Arizona's K-12 teachers who are running for a local office. KJZZ has counted more than a dozen teacher candidates so far in races ranging from the legislature to justice of the peace. Jennifer Samuels is an English teacher at Desert Shadows Middle School. She's running as a Democrat for the House in Legislative District 15, which is currently represented by two Republicans. I spoke with Samuels earlier this morning and asked why she's a candidate.
As a teacher running for office, it's not something that we traditionally do. We're very comfortable and happy in our classrooms. However, as a mom and a teacher, I follow Arizona politics. I have watched what my elective leaders have done over the past decade or two. I have watched as they have systemically defunded public schools here in Arizona. I became highly involved in the Red for Ed movement. I was one of three site liaisons at my school. And we really advocated for more sustainable funding for our schools. It was very important to us. And I knew throughout that movement, more specifically right after that movement, after the 6 days that we walked out of our classrooms, I knew that I could no longer sit on the sidelines. I could no longer wait for someone else to fix this problem for me.
You don't have experience as a candidate before. You'll have to hit the ground running if you win. Have any people in your community commented on that? Does that concern you in any way?
Nobody has commented on that. In fact, quite the opposite. I've had a lot of colleagues, a lot of neighbors, a lot of people cheering me on. They are done with the status quo. They are ready for a teacher in office. They're ready for better representation down at the Capitol. I know that I'm a newbie, and that's okay. Sometimes in order to challenge the status quo, we need to shake it up a little.
Education is an enormous issue, but are you a one-issue candidate in that sense?
No, not at all. So my top three issues, first and foremost, of course, are education. Second, and closely tied to education, is school safety, followed by the economy. As a teacher, I know firsthand what it feels like when a lockdown is called in our classroom, and I am absolutely a supporter in having the conversation about how we can make schools safer. And then the economy, that ties right into education. If we actually fund our schools, if we truly provide sustainable funding, then our economy will be stronger because of it.
There's been concern, not just at the national level, but locally, about this lack of bipartisanship. You mentioned how education is one where it's one that it seems like most people can get on board with. Do you think that is a bridge issue that could actually bring the sides together so we can see a little bit less of the splintering?
Yes, absolutely. I fully have faith in the voters in my district, the voters who have continually voted Republican. I know that once they realize there's a candidate who supports education, that they will feel comfortable supporting a Democrat, because at the end of the day, their children matter to them. They want more funding for their schools. Parents are getting tired of every August providing hundreds of dollars to send their children back to school with back-to-school supplies. Those school supplies include pencils, paper, Kleenex, Clorox wipes, things that we shouldn't be asking our parents to subsidize, things that the state should be providing. So I'm confident that education is going to be how we're going to bridge that gap.
Jennifer Samuels is an English teacher at Desert Shadows Middle School. She's running for the Arizona House in LD 15. Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.